ہے جس کے پاس دل ان سے محبت کرنے والا ہے. بنو ہاشم کی قسمت کے ستارے جگمگا اٹھے کہ عبد المطلب خادم بنے ہیں کعبۃ اللہ کے. یہودی عالموں نے ان کو خوشخبری سنائی تھی, نبوت کی گواہی دی, بہت سے راہبوں نے دی. خدا لم یزل نے ان کو زمزم سے نوازا تھا اور اس پر ان کا ایک بیٹے کی قربانی کا وعدہ تھا. جو قربانی کا قرآن نکلا عبد اللہ کا نام آیا, قریشی خاندانوں کا یہاں پر دل تڑپ اٹھا. دیا یہ مشورہ خیبر کے عرفان سے.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with our Q&A program this afternoon, once again a reminder, do keep in mind Mufti Saab's Q&A program is on Monday nights as well from 8 to 10 p.m. and in the mornings as well there is a very special Q&A program, and Mufti Saab will enlighten us about that special Q&A that takes place in the mornings.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. MashaAllah, Sundays we have 2 to 4 in the afternoon, what you are listening to now live, Alhamdulillah. And then Monday night we have between 8 and 10 also. And then every day, Monday to Saturday. So nowadays it's around 4:45, 5:15, 5:20. So but the time will change during this week because you know we're entering summer. So now you must wake up 4:30 or so, and then inshallah you can listen to the program. And then we have tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran for one to two verses. And then we apprise you and inform you regarding the news that nationally, internationally, which are very important. And then we open it and we give preference to the non-Muslims, uncensored. Whatever you want to, you can ask us, agree with us, disagree with us, no problem. Remember that our aim is to show you that there's something missing in your life. And what is that something? Islam is the best, and we want to share it with the rest. And Allah Ta'ala has made it such so easy, and that nowadays, that with our, you know, podcasts and our internet and so forth, so Islam can be spread so easily throughout the whole world. Allah Jalla Wala accept it and make it easy for us.
Mufti Sahib, is it true that a Jewish scholar had recognized the signs upon seeing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
100%, not only one, till today also, how many of them? In time of Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there was a Sahabi, and he was a rabbi before that, Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. He was in Medina Munawwara, so now the news spread like fire. That in Rabiul Awwal, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Madinah Munawwara, and the first entrance was on the 8th of Rabiul Awwal. Write it down, students. Everything of the Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Other dates are mentioned, but majority scholars say 8th. So 8th of Rabiul Awwal. Now this is the first year of the Hijrah starting. So Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes his grand entry, and Thaniyas name, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, there at Masjid Quba. There was no masjid that time. Then they built a masjid, obviously. And then the daughters of Medina, of Banu Najjar, subhanallah, even Ibn Majah has mentioned something there. So remember, then they went out and they read the poetry to welcome the master, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you go to Cape Town, you will find the family, even there, Najjar family. Najjar means carpenters. So yeah, the Banu Najjar used to stay. So they were by their trade and their profession, where they were carpenters. So the young daughters, 4, 5, 6 years old, they went out, and they went with their duff, with their doof, both ways you can now pronounce it. And they no jingles, a drum one side, not both sides. And they were hitting, and now the master alayhi salam is entering, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda, nahnu jawarin min banin najari. نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِّن بَنِ النَّجَّارِ. We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe, the carpenter's family. نحن جوار من بني النجار يا حبذا محمد من جاري. How excellent today حبيبنا مصطفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is our neighbor. So that is what happened. When the Master alayhi salatu salam came to the central Medina where Masjid Nabawi is, Abdullah bin Salam is a rabbi, is a Jew, and not an ordinary Jew, a person well versed in the Torah. He said, everybody is speaking, let me go and see. He says, when I just looked at the Mubarak countenance, the face Mubarak, but we don't use the word face, we must use respectable words. So the countenance Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I knew deep down in my heart, laysa bikazzab, this is not an imposter. Every sign mentioned of the Master alayhi salam in the Torah, I'm seeing it myself. Long story, I'm summarizing it. He goes to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he gives, you know, a gift. The Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepts. He gives charity. The Master sallallahu alaihi gives it to the poor sahaba and so forth and so on. And thereafter he came in private. Ya Rasulullah, I am embracing Islam, but I want you to do me a favor. What you want, Ya Abdullah? Go ask the Jutlas. Go ask the Jews. Who is Abdullah bin Salam? And see their response. So he hid away somewhere. So ya Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Jews of Medina, what you say of Abdullah bin Salam? They said, he's a great rabbi, one of our most erudite scholars, and a profound knowledge, and they praise him extensively and lavishly. He came out, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So remember that when he uttered the shahadatain, the kalima and so forth, then the jutlas, the Jews, then they showed their true qualities. They said, no, he's a worse person, and we got no time for him. He's our enemy, and we are his enemies, and so forth. Every Jutla, every Jew, every Zionist I sent out today, I'm reading here from my phone, UK Jewish Member of Parliament, Gerald Kaufman, G-E-R-A-L-D, Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N, Israel acting like Nazis in Gaza. Israel was born out of Jewish terrorism. It's not my words, my brother. You understood now, all of you, the Jews? So all of you are listening to me. I know you're recording me. So this I'm repeating one more time. UK Jewish MP. Maybe you pronounce it different, but we will say Gerald or Gerald, whatever. G-E-R-A-L-D. Kaufman is surname, K-A-U-F-M-A-N. Israel acting like Nazis in Gaza. You all say Gaza, the proper name is Gaza. Israel was born out of Jewish terrorism. I sent it to all the groups. And you must send it forward. So when we speak, we don't speak emotionally. We speak with evidence. Therefore, we call you a terrorist regime because of your occupation. We call you a Nazi regime. Your own men said you are behaving just like Nazis and so forth. So therefore, we must remember to show their true colors. Abdullah bin Salam said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know I'm a Muslim, I'm Sahabi, but I wanted to show you how wicked these people are, how two-faced they are. Layyam bi-al-sinatihim, they speak with the forked tongue. Today's world, they will tell you they want peace, P-E-A-C-E, but every day they will steal a land, they will steal a farm, they will steal some olives, they will steal something of the Palestinian, the haramis. And if you don't know what harami means, then it means a B with a capital B. And I've been there 5 times. So don't come and tell me I don't know. I saw all these things were happening with my own eyes. So you must remember today they want to shoot for assassinating the Palestinians whose land is being stolen with drones, assassination drones. And there in Hebron, Khalilur Rahman, they got the gun. So anybody who are, they feel, children, male, female, they shoot him dead. Why? He's a terrorist. So everybody is terrorist beside you, but you are the super terrorist. There, Mr. Kaufman, I don't know he's alive or he passed away, but at least I give him credit. He spoke 100% the truth. That you arrange Israel, build Israel based on Jewish terrorism, the Irgun gang and the Stern gang and the massacres you carried out. So we will expose everything of the Jutlas. So therefore, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time, Abdullah bin Salam. Now I give you one hadith. Look at his name. Abdullah bin Salam. Meme in the end. He says, I heard, and this was one of the first statements I heard, the Master alayhi salatu salam saying, now you Arabic students learn, afshu salam, meme in the ending, give salam currency, wa at'imu ta'am, and feed the people. You see, like a waji ikhlas, Muhammad ikhlas, there's one ajib quality God, he just feeds and feeds and feeds. So where was I now? Now, 2-3 weeks ago, so we had a janaza in our family. My sister Rashida passed away, you know. So 80 years old. Not biological sister, very close family member. So I had to go in. So I saw that Manjra struck there. So I called the one guy. I said, you know me? He said, yeah, of course I know you. I said, from where you know me? He said, there, yeah, you're MI's place. I said, yeah. So you find the truck there half the time, you understood? So I say that now you came with the same truck here. So anyway, we had a nice discussion and all these kind of things. Yeah. So you know the visitors were coming, janaza was 1:45 at night and so forth. So there in Tongat, Allah grant our sister Rashida Jannat al-Firdaus, Allah Ta'ala grant all the marhumin. So carry on with the hadith. Abdullah bin Salam, meme in the end. Afshu salam, make salam to one another. Wa at'imu ta'am, feed the people. Wasilul arham, join the family ties. Don't sever family ties. Join the family ties. Waswallu billayli wannasu niyam, and read salat at night when the people are sleeping. That people are sleeping, dreaming, and 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, we awake. We speaking to Allah, we cry to Allah, we beg Allah, Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawar Allah Marqadahu, the sage of the age, the kings would come and say, we want to give you our kingdom. He say, keep your lousy kingdom. I speak to the King of Kings in the darkness of the night. Waswallu billayli wannasu niyam, tadkhulul jannata bisalam. You will enter Jannah with peace, tranquility. You saw every word there, every sentence, how it ends up is wadi with a meme. So we'll teach our children this kind of hadith. The love for Quran Sharif, the love for Sunnah Mubarakah, the love for Sahaba, the love for Ahlul Bayt will increase. How Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Abdullah bin Salam, who was a Jewish rabbi, and then he embraced Islam. So you must remember like that, many Jews, you must. There in Durban, that one person, Amir, he's a sheikh, he's a maulana, he studied everything. He was a Jew, you must remember that. He embraced Islam, and today he's teaching, preaching Islam. When I lecture, many times he comes there and he says, now I want to benefit, and so forth. So in South Africa, we got so many examples that the Jews embrace Islam. Anybody can embrace Islam, but it must be done sincerely. You get some people embracing Islam, but not sincerely. They want to be spies, you see. Then we catch them out, you see. Allah Ta'ala exposes them. So Allah Ta'ala protect all of us. We have the best and we should share it with the rest.
Inshallah. I mean, with this time, if a person does not have much to give a sadaqah for his good health and safety, would it suffice for him to feed birds?
100%, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your first question today, Hafiz Abwaz, Hafiz Wadi, that you ask, what is the meaning and connotation and message of Surah 21, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So see, the mercy to the entire universe. What did the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Hadith authentic in Mishkat Abu Dawood. Inna Allah kataba al-ihsan ala kulli shay. Allah jalla wa ala has prescribed and ordained you do goodness to every creation of Allah. I feed the birds every day. I tell my wife when I'm late, those birds get so upset, you know. They go round and round the tires. I got 2 tires. 1 tire for the food and 1 for the water. And when they see it's ready before they even come, then you must see how they walk. They walk so happy. So I look at them and I smile. I say, Allah, this is your kudrat, you know. So every day do a good deed. Kullu ma'aruf in sadaqah. You are a person, pauper, you don't have anything. So smile with somebody, not with somebody else's wife now. So go smile with somebody with whom it is permissible to smile. That is charity. Move the banana peel or any harmful thing from the road. Imatatul adhan it tariq. Any good deed you do is a good charity. Remember that. So charity can be in money, can be in kind, can be in good actions, in good words. So all that is charity. In Islam, charity has a very, very broad connotation, not only money. So remember, Islam is for all and all time, all times, all places, all circumstances.
Mufti Sahib, looking at the next question, this person wanted to know, which is the shortest salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to read?
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, study chapter 33, verse 56. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 56, I read. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala Nabi. Verily, Almighty Allah, from time immemorial, and his angels, special angels, sending salutations upon Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from time immemorial, and we don't know, so remember that Allah Ta'ala is sending salutations. Now for me and you, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe, O you who attain faith, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Two commandments, salawat and salam. Then send salawat, salutations and greetings on the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So shortest form, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We not Hazrat Shaykh, we ordinary people, sinners, transgressors. Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya, Shaykhul Hadith, Nawarallahu Marqadahu. I saw myself, winter's night in Medina Munawwara, 2.5-3 hours, the Hazrat passed away in 82, first of Shaban. His last etikaf was in Stengel. We must think and always thank our Mawlana Yusuf Tutla Sahib Rahimahullah and his team. What sacrifice. They were Muhammad Gardi there in White River. Go ask him, he's living. Allah give him siha, afia. He'll tell you the whole story, how they brought Hazrat Sheikh to South Africa. So we were there the last week also. We just go as guests and all that. We just love the Halim of Stengel. You know how it goes. So anyway, this today is what? Sunday. Yeah. So Saturday night we'll be there, inshallah. So in Stengel. So the point I was making is, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, when he used to read Salat in Salam, winter's night, they bring in wheelchair, Hazrat got his big, big jersey and jas and coat and blanket and everything, shawl, 2.5-3 hours Salat in Salam. How? As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muzammil. He read the whole surah Muzammil. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muddathir. He read the whole surah Muddathir. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ayyuhal nabi. He read the whole surah Tahrim ya ayyuhal nabi. So then you see where you get buried, and right in Baqir where the Sahaba are buried. So if you want the best books on this topic of Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go read, you students who know Arabic, Al-Qawlul Badi' by Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah, and edited by Sheikh Muhammad Awama, one of the great muhaddisin in the world who's living now. Excellent copy. If you want in Urdu, then read Fadail al-Durud Sharif of Hazrat Sheikh Mawlana Zakariya Sheikhul Hadith Nawarallahu Marqadahu. If you want in English, there is an abridged. You must remember that translation of Fadail al-Durud Sharif in English done by our South African ulama. So excellent job they did. So in that way you will able to read and learn so much about Durud Sharif, salawat and salutations. Keep our tongue moist with that. The love for Allah, the love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will increase, and our iman will be enhanced all the time, and inshallah that will become a means of our khatima bil khair, ending with iman. Ulama have written, therefore, when we make dua and recite dua supplication, first praise Allah, then durood sharif, salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then beg Allah. Why? Allah never rejects salawat, salutations upon the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how that gets accepted? With the barakat of durood sharif, salawat upon Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our duas will also get accepted. So always make it a habit. Allah grant us tawfiq ji.
Mufti Sahib, if a man has long hair, would it be permitted for him to tie it in a ponytail?
ذَاكَ كِفْلُ شَيْطَان. Remember, for men, you must shave your hair. It's not permissible. You keep long, long hair and then make ponytail, and that ponytail only for ladies. لَأَنَّ اللَّهُ الْمُتَشَبِّهِينَ وَالْمُتَشَبِّهَاتِ. You can't be imitating ladies and all that. So remember that the man, the other day, on small youngster, you know, he comes with long, long hair. So always he come and meet me, because he knows that he can, you know, I play fools and I joke with him and he laughs. Very handsome youngster. He comes with his father. He got long hair and he wears a turban also. So that makes him look even smarter. So he come by me. He says that now, you know, I told him, you started your hips. He said, no. I said, no, you must start hips now. He said, next year. I said, okay. So he said, but now I want to keep Zulfa. Small lighting, you know, 4 or 5 years old, I think he is. So I said, yeah, you keep Zulfa. It's all right. But you must wear the turban also and you start hips also. So people today, they want to keep Zulfa, all that. Zulfa is the long hair. Walaj. Let's end off with this here. Code word. Walaj. Wow for Wafara. Put your finger by your ear. There in the middle, you the man, in the middle of your ear, and go across. So Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hair mubarak was still there, the middle of the earlobe, like, you got it? Wafra, wow for wafra. Then wow, lam, limma, come to the ending of the ear. So remember, you will see your finger is there by your jaw now. So then you go across. So that is the limma. The hair mubarak of the master alayhi salatu salam was still there. Then sometime because of journey and also for jihad. So then walaj. Wow for wafra, lam for limma, jim for jumma. So that was, it would touch the shoulder mubarak and so forth. Our people call zulfa and so. So that is to fasten it and with the elastic and all, they're not permissible, all that. And men, you must cut your hair and look after your hair. Akrimu sha'ar. Not you keep like a hippie and you look like some crazy guy and all that. Islam don't allow all those things there. And men, you can shave your hair. Yeah, I got no hair, but I go to the barber Thursdays and I remove it and so forth and so on. So remember that should do all the such long hair like the hippies and that, not permissible all that.
We say Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. That brings us to the end of this afternoon's Q&A program. Mufti Sahib will now conclude with the nasiha.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Quickly, let me just, inshallah, give you all the program. So it will be that the news will go 4 o'clock with Brother Uwais, inshallah al-Aziz, and then Hafiz Kala, my brother from Newcastle, and then the Adhan for Asr. Then Siratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Urdu by Sheikh Hanif, you understand, from India, he speaks very well. 5 o'clock will be Mufti Imran, and he's speaking about the fitna and all this disaster for the Ummah, the LGBT. So that's very interesting, 5 to 6. 6 to 7 will be the repeat of our fiqh lesson, Maulana Zaid Khan and myself. Talaq and Divorce Part 2, very interesting. And then 7 to 8 in English will be about the Hayat Mubarakah, the life history of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Maulana Dawood Siddat, 7 to 8. 8 to 9, the discussion, Maulana Arafat Atiya and Maulana Salim Kareem will be 8 to 9. 9 o'clock after the Isha Adhan will be Mufti Maulana Suleiman Qatani, inshallah, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the legacy and the seed. So that will be very interesting between 9 and 10. And 10 to 11, Mufti Taqi Usmani in Urdu, Siratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then 11 to 12, midnight, will be Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, the repeat. Alhamdulillah, we are in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. And automatically, when the month of Rabi'ul Awwal comes, we want to hear about the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honorable, auspicious birth, what happened before that, what happened on that time, and why it happened, and what was the mission and the message, and then the life history, the seerah to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we must learn. Excellent books are written today in Arabic, Urdu, English, and so forth. Second one is this: we must study the hijrah of the master alayhi salatu salam, that occurred also in Rabiul Awwal. We must discuss the wafat to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what happened during the demise of the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how how the Sahaba, what they did, and how the Ahlul Bayt, and the family of Nabi alayhi salam. So all these are relevant issues. So all that are issues, we should be learning and take lesson from there. Next one, our regular program will be, as Hafiz Wadi has mentioned, mashallah, this Wednesday, inshallah, the 5th of October, we will be starting the program there in Tongat. Tongat, we got new connections there also now. Inshallah, after the program, we'll go visit them. So anyway, so that will be after Isha, your Imam Day is Mohana Padia. You can ask him for details. Quarter to 8 is the Isha Salat at all venues. Then Thursday night, we'll be there in Vellum, Mohana Abid Khan and Mohana Wahid, mashallah. So that is there. So you can ask Mohana Abid, inshallah, for further details. And then that will be on the 6th. And then on the 7th, that Friday, we will be there for Jummah in Avondale, where our capital group are. And Mohana Randeri is there. And then on that evening, Friday after Asr, I will be there in Masjid al-Taqwa, family nikah, mashallah. Our Hafiz Ridwan, mashallah, getting married. Allah make easy for him and his wife and so forth. So inshallah to be. He's still not wife, inshallah to be. So inshallah that will be on Friday between Asr and Maghrib after Asr. And then same masjid, Masjid al-Taqwa, that where that Muhammad, Brother Muhammad Chauhan and them are there, Sikau Lake. So inshallah after Isha, the program there. And then the last and final program will be in Stenger Saturday night. That is where Mohana Musaji is, the Jami Masjid, the big masjid there in Stenger, inshallah. So you can contact this ulama. Allah Ta'ala make all these programs a means of hidayat and improve and increase our iman and the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Last message I want to give to all of you is this. Remember this, today there is the Dajjali fitna. Everything that's wrong, they want to legalize it. In your schools, where you are sending your children, is becoming part of the syllabi and curriculum, they're promoting a genderless society. They will teach your children that he's born a boy, but when he grows up, they'll tell him, now what is your gender? So that youngster, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Abdullah, Abdul Qadir, Ali, whatever, if he say girl, they'll write down girl, what's happening in Pakistan and Bangladesh and all. And they say gender got nothing to do with the private. It's got to do what you think in your head and all that. Senior counsel Firoz Bouda, very good friend of mine, Hafiz Firoz, Hafizahullah, he sent me a document, I can't remember exactly, but in America or where in the Western countries, in the gender column, they got over 100 options. Can you believe that? So you must remember, this is an attack on our family structures, on our iman, on our faith, so that the Dajjal, his agents are working. They, in Europe, they made the Kaaba, astaghfirullah, and they covered it with all LGBT colors and covered all these type of things. So that is the thing we must be very careful about and read, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil masihid dajjal. Ya Allah, I seek protection from the fitna, the trials and tribulations of masihid dajjal. Allah Ta'ala protect our iman, our progeny's iman. We thank all the directors, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and Brother Faisal Asmal and Yusuf Asmal, all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar, Bhuti Ghani and Muhammad Khan and the Day brothers, Ahmed Day, Aslam Day, Ibrahim Day, Hafiz Muhsin Randeri and family, Maulana Ahmed Dokrat, and mashallah so many others. Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you. Now is 4 o'clock, so will be the time for news with Brother Uwaisi, and then Hafiz Kala, and then the Adhan, and then Siro to Nabi by Sheikh Hanif, and then the programs will continue. Inshallah, we will send out the podcast prepared by my brother Tobela in 4 parts. So inshallah, before Asr, you should receive it. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say shukran.